You're listening to Data. I'm your host, Daisy Shelton, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, Z. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Alan has base climbing ability and speed that can be dangerous in basic courses. He had more bases stolen than RBI in 2018 when he beat .257 with an OPS of 0.654 in 91 games, but the slowdown in his career hurt him. Alan lit up by cutting .326, .442, .465 with 13 takes, 1 triple, 5 home runs and 28 RBIs in 73 games. The Pirates are bringing back the All-Star game with Brian Reynolds and signing Ben Gommel to a 1-year $1.8 million deal, so Alan will face the likes of Anthony Alford and Jared Oliva for one of 4 outfield spots this spring. Having lost his seat in the Honda GT500, Bertrand Baguette will likely join the Nissan team as Kazuki Hiramine's teammate in Impel, while Nobuharu Matsushita is rumored to be heading in the opposite direction after just one season at Nissan. Sunday's announcement marks the end of the GTR period as Nissan's base model in the GT500. While the Z will be the new rival to the Nissan GT500 next year, it will continue to use the GTR Nismo GT3 in the GT300 division for the foreseeable future. As for the ZFC, this is a great $959.95 camera, but it doesn't offer the same experience that Nikon cameras are supposed to look like. Instead, its appearance is intended to appeal to an audience that wants to look like a photographer without having to carry the heavy equipment that was once necessary. Unfortunately, the ZFC was not meant to be a digital copy of the classic, but instead inspired a new generation to take the camera out of their phones. The Nikon ZFC is a great entry-level camera for stylish people who will strive to take this camera with them wherever they go, thanks to its retro design. Aside from the great images this camera can capture, using FTN is incredibly fun and enjoyable. And Nikon ZFC, Nikon's latest entry-level mirrorless camera, made me believe that I could finally get a near-perfect digital copy of the camera I love so much. But the moment I grabbed the FC in my hand, I realized that this is not for moviegoers who want the same hand-crafted experience in a digital body. Below is a sample video that I shot completely by hand with VR-enabled. HP SureStart Gen 4 is available for HP Elite and HP Workstation products equipped with 8th generation Intel or AMD processors. Nikon tried fashion for the first time with 6 color choices. This generation is not only more diverse, but also more diverse. Generation Z is entering the world of work with knowledge and confidence that our generation could never dream of. They know more about economy, technology and the world than I understood in that era. We look forward to studying this generation into adulthood in the next few years. Starting to track this new generation over time will go a long way. The Pew Research Center has been studying the millennium generation for over 10 years. But in 2018, it became clear to us that it was time to establish a dividing point between millennials and the next generation, since the elders of this new generation are just turning 22 this year, and most are still in their teens or younger. We hesitated at first to name them. Generation Z, iGeneration, and Homelanders were among the top candidates. But this year, the Billboard charts, Grammy voting and year-end listings have a new front for Gen Z pop stars Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, Chloe Bailey and Kid Lara, reaching critical mass. To quote LCD Sound System, and therefore me as a grumpy millennial old, children come from behind, like all generations, the previous generation will push them to do so, but it may not be so much, because this generation already has a lot of technological motivation. They hope that employers can use the latest news to help them improve work efficiency, independence and better balance work and personal life. We need to help this generation understand that in order to earn more income and qualify for more benefits, you need to work for a period of time to gain the trust and experience of your employer. However, this first glance provides some compelling clues as to how Gen Z will help shape the political landscape of the future. Today we released a report that explores, for the first time, how Gen Z view some of the major social and political issues facing the nation today, and how their views compare to those of previous generations. While there is no scientific process for determining when a name remained, the momentum is clearly behind Gen Z. It would seem that these are purely political events, but the
Young director Costa Gavras told about them in an unbearably exciting manner. This bleak view of Greek politics and its pessimistic finale reflects filmmakers' outrage at the junta that ruled Greece at the time. The film is played by Jean-Louis Trintignant as an investigating judge, similar to Christos Satsitakis, who was supposed to be the president of Greece from 1985 to 1990. International stars Yves Montand and Irene Pappas also appeared, but despite their excellent narration, they rarely have screen time. The protagonist is Yves Montand as Lambrakis, and his wife is played by Irene Pappas. Jean-Louis Trintignant plays the role of a judge, or plays the role of an investigative judge in Europe, and its duties and powers are somewhat different from those of judges in the United States. I want to look at Trintignant again, especially considering current events. I first saw this film shortly after its release in 1969 at my favorite art theater at the Atlanta Film Forum. In 2006, James Berardinelli wrote, Z was the third feature film on the Greek Costa Gavras, but it was this film that brought it to the attention of the world, winning the Oscar for Best Foreign Film. Zcash has been selected as one of the world's most respected tech teams. Z is a 1969 Franco-Algerian political thriller directed by Costa Gavras and written by Gavras and Jorge Semprun and based on the 1966 novel of the same name by Vasilis Vasilikos. Like Gulo Pontecorvo, director of Battle of Algiers, Costa Gavras takes a point of view above the level of the events he photographs. The drama, the rhythm, the music are accelerating as they require witnesses, one by one. Finally, Trintignant also uses the word, murder, to indicate his conclusion. The court reporter wants to correct him.
Thank you all for joining us again on Data, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.